Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. It is Thursday the 16th, 2010, and I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's kind of cold out here tonight. The title of tonight's show is Free No More, and basically it's talking about how a lot of our freedoms have disappeared, especially after the horrific tragedy of 9/11. What have we done? We the people have gave power to the people who wants us all controlled by the year 2017. We know all about the RFID chips that is built for tracking purposes. Most of us know about the HR 645, which is the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act. A lot of us know about REX 84, short for Readiness Exercise 1984. And since September 11th, 2001, when the World Trade Centers collapsed and fell to the ground, killing thousands of people, we Americans have turned our backs to freedoms in exchange for protection. The same people who were supposed to protect us from the horrible event, we have also put them back in charge of protecting us. Our freedoms is dwindling before our very eyes. Our rights have been taken away, one after another. With all these new laws that has been created, the old ones are being deflated. There are some people out there who are preparing themselves for what they believe to be the new American. You know, the Amero, the police state, and so on. Know it or not, the world as we once knew it is about to change, especially here in America. I can't say it's for the better, and I can't say that it's going to be for the worse, but what I can say, to be free is to be able to go about your day without Big Brother knowing every move that you make. Many has talked about that day, and that day has come. We're here at the Book of Lies. We're here to put the puzzle together to help you see the big picture. And what you're about to learn is something you might want to prepare for. You think it's a lie? There's only one way to find out. Welcome to the Book of Lies.
Thank you for listening to the Book of Lies. Please help us allow our show to grow and tell a friend and tell their friend and tell a friend as we will continue to discuss issues like the one you have heard today. We thank you here at the Book of Lies, Strange Phenomena, and the Lost Soul Productions. And now back to the original broadcast.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Book of Lies. A lot of people out there today, especially Christians who believe in their religion, they speak about and they preach about that we are in the last days. The time where their Savior, Jesus Christ, will come to battle Satan and the fallen angels. It seems like the more I hear people talk about this issue, the more I start to believe that maybe it's us that is programming ourselves to believe the destruction of ourselves. Because the last time I looked in any Bible or any religious center or any manuscript that has been written by man, we have been destroying ourselves. Since we've been on this planet, our history tells us that we've been at war with one another. I think we need to take a look at ourselves and wonder. Maybe we need to be controlled. Maybe we need to be trained like dogs, because the truth tells us that we are out of control. Now, as Americans, we have found ourselves in a situation, not just any situation, but a huge situation to where unemployment is over 10%. Our government seems to be trying to fix things that someone from the private sector supposedly has set us in the direction of failure. And from there, since our president, our recent president, Barack Obama, he has to fix a problem that was there before he accepted to take position in office as president of the United States of America. There's people out there who expected him to do miracles overnight. They thought that he'll be president tomorrow, and then the next day, all our problems will be fixed. Let me remind you, that's not the case. If you have a train that's going 120 miles per hour, and you see, let's say, a stroller with a baby in it, a mile away, in order to stop this train, it will take time. You can't stop a train at a drop of a dime. And at this moment, our president of the United States of America, he's trying to fix that speeding train for causing America to collapse. Even though some people don't recognize it, even though some people do. But maybe there's more to it than just the economy. Maybe there's more to it than just what a lot of religious individuals say about the end of the world. When I was growing up, I learned a lot about God, Most High, the Creator. In saying this, only God knows the number of every hair on your head. Only God knows when you wake up and when you go to sleep. And only God knows what you do 24/7, 365 days a year, throughout your lifetime. Today, 2010, December, we are in a situation to where our freedom is about to evaporate. A lot of people might think this is just some kind of, you know, story, made up,